I am Dr. Kay Fontana, Life Force Coach and Grief Recovery Specialist, and I am deeply familiar with the pain of loss, having experienced many throughout my life. At just 9 years old, I lost my brother to cancer and witnessed my parents' immense grief, which was unbearable. Years later, my mother lost her battle with Alzheimer's, and then my father was diagnosed with cancer and passed away a week after his diagnosis. Most recently, in January 2023, I experienced the devastating loss of my husband and soulmate of 40 years due to multiple health issues. In between were countless other losses, including family members, friends, coworkers, beloved pets, and even finances. However, I turned my pain into my purpose and passion to share strategies to help you get through your darkest days and navigate the complexities of grief. This is the Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Today, I am diving into the general topic of grief that touches us all at some point in our lives. Grief is a universal human experience that can be triggered by various circumstances, shaping our emotions in very profound ways. Grief is more than just an emotional response to loss. It is a multifaceted journey that encompasses a range of emotions such as sadness, anger, guilt, and confusion. It is a natural process that we go through when we experience a significant loss, whether it be the death of a loved one, the end of a relationship, the loss of a job, or even the loss of a dream. Grief is a deeply personal and unique experience with really no right or wrong way to navigate it. The causes of grief are as diverse as the human experience itself. Grief can be triggered by both tangible losses, such as death and separation, as well as intangible losses like trust, identity, and security. Major life transitions, such as moving to a new city, changing careers, or experiencing a serious illness, can also stir up feelings of grief. Additionally, societal factors like natural disasters, acts of terrorism, or global pandemics can lead to shared experiences of grief on a much larger scale. When you look at things from that lens, it's obvious why there is so much anger, sadness, and discontent in the world. We are surrounded by grief every day. Now, during the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, isolation was the norm, and people were grieving contact with their families, their friends, houses of worship, and areas of recreation. If anyone you cared about died during that time, my heart goes out to you. I spoke with so many people who lost loved ones during that time, and I knew that must have been the hardest thing they had ever experienced. They were angry and upset that they could not be with their loved ones before or after they died, and they couldn't even make funeral arrangements because everyone was in lockdown and it was not an option. It broke my heart to see how the pandemic had made their grieving even more difficult, and I'm sure many are still struggling with that pain as unresolved grief. Speaking of unresolved grief, many of us have had experiences as a child that we tucked away because the situation may not have been significant to others. When I was 3 or 4, our family had a little black rescue dog named Skipper. Now, Skipper was not fond of me at all. He did not want to play with me, and he often growled at me when I was near. My parents thought that he may have been abused by children, but I guess they felt sorry for the little guy, and he was really a sweet little dog. Skipper, however, was never aggressive and never bit me, but just didn't want me around, which really made me very sad. But I don't believe I ever said anything to anybody about it. One day, my parents gently told us that Skipper would not be around any longer because he had a brain tumor and they had to take him to the vet to put him to sleep so he wouldn't suffer anymore. Well, that night, it was as if Skipper knew the end was near because he let me pet him and say my goodbyes. That was a deep emotional time that hit me really hard back then, even though I was really too young to fully understand it. Now, fast forward to being 9 years old. My grandfather died, and then my 16-year-old brother was diagnosed with cancer and died about 6 months later, right after his 17th birthday, during summer break from school. My family was obviously devastated. My sister was very close to him because they were a year apart, and our parents just shut down. To the best of my recollection, after his funeral, they didn't speak of his death. When I went back to school in the fall, I believed that I wasn't supposed to speak about it either. So I tucked it away and would only talk about it if someone asked, of which I was terrified if someone would ask because I would have to say something. That was a heavy weight to carry around at 9 years old, and it wasn't until I had the tools to work through it later on in life that I brought it out into the open. Now, often we tuck these instances so far down that we don't think about them until 30, 40, or even 50 years later. Now, multiply that by the number of losses that you have experienced in your childhood or even your lifetime. That load gets pretty heavy. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure something is weighing heavy on your heart, and you can relate to all of this. Now, while grief can feel overwhelming and isolating, it is essential to remember that there are healthy ways to cope and heal. Seeking support from friends, family, or a therapist, practicing self-care, and allowing yourself to feel and express your emotions are crucial steps in the healing process. By acknowledging and honoring our grief, we give ourselves permission to heal and move forward in a way that honors our experiences and those we are missing. To heal grief, it needs to be brought to the surface and not stuffed in a bag or brushed under the rug, like we are conditioned in our society. Many have shared that they believe that if they heal their grief or move on, it means that they will forget that person or that the relationship didn't mean anything to them. Now, that could not be farther from the truth. If it is a loved one you are grieving, you will never forget that person, no matter what. You are just recognizing that relationship meant a lot to you and are still holding them in your heart. You are honoring them for moving forward in your life. That's really what they would have wanted for you. Now, grief is not just about pain and loss. It can be a transformative journey that leads to personal growth and self-discovery. By finding meaning in our grief and integrating it into our lives, we can emerge stronger, more resilient, and with a deeper appreciation for the beauty of life. That is exactly what I did when my husband died. Although it did take me 6 months to remember that I had the tools to move forward, I just had to be reminded that I had them, and it brought me back to helping people going through the grief. Now, I am moving forward, but have I forgotten him? No. No way will I ever forget that man. He was my soulmate for 40 years, and I could never forget. But I'm telling you that I had the tools to move forward in my life and see life in a new light. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, let's remember that grief is a natural response to loss and change, and it is okay to feel the full spectrum of emotions that accompany it. By exploring the different circumstances that causes grief and understand its impact on our lives, we can navigate this complex terrain with compassion, resilience, and grace, and also self-compassion. So for more information or to drop me a line, go to my website at www.healingourgrievinghearts.com, where you can even schedule a complimentary grief breakthrough session. You can also follow me on Facebook at Healing Our Grieving Hearts. I would love to hear from you. So thank you for listening to this episode of Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Remember, you are not alone in your grief, and your experiences and emotions are valid. Join me next Saturday at 10 a.m. Arizona time as we continue to explore the human experience of grief and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief. You may be surprised. So until then, be kind to yourself.